I think of technology as intensive or vertical progress of doing new things, of going from zero to one. And it has sort of a very different kind of a character. It's not mechanistic. It has this more creative, one-of-a-kind feel to it. And when we think about the history of the last few centuries, there have been periods of globalization and periods of technology. The 19th century was a period of tremendous progress on both, you know, tremendous globalization and tremendous technology.
Welcome to Deep Learning 0 to 1 Music Generation. Music generation is useful as an augmented tool to traditional playing of music. A lot of electronic music that makes up the majority of songs on the American Top 40, at least, is created using MIDI inputs from a piano. The notes, the melodic notes, are actually played in using a MIDI controller. And guitars are also used to create the firm sounds. The guitar in the Chainsmokers song, Don't Let Me Down, was a real guitar. And all of these inputs are written into a digital audio workstation and edited to create the songs that we hear on the radio with a variety of filters and audio effects, huge gigabyte size samples for pianos, for example. An Alicia Keys piano is popular. Things like Nexus synthesizer, things like Massive, which is used by Zedd, for example, who did the recent Clarity song, is his best known song. What's interesting to you is creating your own music without having a musical background, conceivably, or not playing in front of other people. In this case, a recurrent neural network is a good starting point where this is a type of neural network that's used to create a new output based on the probability given the previous number of outputs. So for text, for a corpus where you have a large number of sentences and words, we can predict the next word. For music, we have a large number of sequences of notes, we can predict the next note in a melody. The original approach that I took here followed off a RNN that had been trained on a large number of classical music examples. And this training was done with Theano. And in particular, this type of RNN was a long short-term memory network, which is not a perfect name. The long simply means it's longer than a short-term memory network, which, so it's a long-term. Short-term might only look at the previous one or two words, or in this case, MIDI notes, and we're looking at significantly more. This model did use dropout in order to remove some of the nodes in the network and introduce a type of regularization that can give us a greater chance at obtaining useful results that aren't overtrained. What the challenge was in this particular instance was the small number of measures, training examples that I used in my particular model. And what I ended up with was a melody which repeated 90% of the notes in the input MIDI example, which I played, which may have been 5 minutes of piano MIDI notes, 5,000 notes, say, broken into measures of four beats per measure. This was trained over a period of about 10 hours using the input song that you hear now. What I then tried was from the Google Magenta project. Magenta is under TensorFlow, although it originally was on GitHub separate from TensorFlow because Douglas Eck was interested in attracting artists, not simply people familiar with programming itself. I ran the basic RNN here in the Melody RNN section, which again uses an LSTM. And there's a specific .mag file, a bundle, that contains thousands of training examples that Magenta has available to run their scripts right away. And that's exactly what I did. So I've ran the scripts after installing the dependencies. It was a batch size of 64. And in this case, the config is just the .mag file, in this case, basic RNN. And basically, it uses the TensorFlow graph for inference and makes next step predictions. So I did open up the .mag file. I wanted to see the training examples I was using. It's spaghetti code, if it's opened up as I did in R or any text editor. But what was encouraging was the output. The log likelihood is written to the bash window, and it becomes closer and closer to zero at each iteration. And the script ultimately writes 10 MIDI files if you run it as I did. And you can do this by going to samputnam.org or deeplearning.svbtle.com, which I don't care if you do or not unless you're interested in doing this. And the actual files sound like this. Until next week.